Federal prosecutors filed charges yesterday against an Islamic charity group and its director as part of the government's war on terrorism. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago accused the Benevolence International Foundation of perjury. Prosecutors say the organization lied in court records about its links to terrorism. NPR's Marianne Akers reports from Chicago.
Until its assets were frozen in December, Benevolence International asked for money to feed and clothe Afghan orphans, to help widows and refugees. But U.S. prosecutors say this was all a front. They say the charity is linked to Al-Qaeda and that its director, Anam Arnote, is a friend of Osama bin Laden. So close, they say, that Arnote was entrusted once to care for one of bin Laden's wives. FBI agents arrested Arnote yesterday at his home in a little suburb outside Chicago called Justice. He was taken to Chicago and charged with lying about his ties and that of his charity to international terrorism. Agents say they found proof of his terrorist ties in a raid they conducted last month on Benevolence International offices in Bosnia. It was there, according to U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald, that agents found guns and military manuals and other evidence linking Arnote to bin Laden.
There were also documents, as set forth in the complaint, that were recovered in that search in Bosnia, indicating correspondence between Mr. bin Laden on the one hand and Mr. Arnout on the other hand. So that obviously indicates a relationship between the two dating back to the 1980s.
Back to the Afghan war against the Soviet Union. At the time, the United States supported Afghan and Arab fighters, and Anam Arnote was a student in Pakistan. The attorney who represents Arnote's charity, Matthew Pierce, says, yes, Arnote knew bin Laden.
Somebody he knew 10 years ago, casually. According to what he has told the Tribune, and frankly also according to what is in the government's affidavit, there's no reason to believe that it was a more substantive relationship than that.
And regardless, Pierce says, that doesn't prove that Arnote or the Benevolence International Foundation ever supported terrorism. The group filed a lawsuit against the U.S. government in January. It denied a connection to terrorism and demanded that its assets be released. It was that lawsuit that provided the basis for yesterday's criminal charges. Federal prosecutors did not charge Arnote or his charity with participating in any terrorist act. They allege Arnote and Benevolence International have links to people who have committed terrorism and that they lied about their connection in the civil lawsuit. Pierce, the charity's lawyer, says he feels good about beating that kind of a charge.
The charge is simply making a material false statement. That false statement was made in our lawsuit against the government. That lawsuit will continue, and we are confident that when these charges are heard in court, that we will be able to establish that there was no such material false statement made.
The government's complaint focuses on the charity's allegedly false assertions about its fundraising and what it did with the money. IRS records show the organization raised about $3.5 million last year, in part from Muslim community leaders in Chicago. But U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald says the donors are not the targets in this case.
This is a charge of people diverting money given by donors who thought they were giving to help poor causes. The donors have done nothing wrong. This is a prosecution that alleges, in effect, that the donors were victims. This is a prosecution aimed against fraud and perjury. It is not aimed against charities, and it is certainly not aimed against the Muslim community. So I think the message to be taken today is that we are seeking to make sure that people do not raise money for violence and do not do so in the United States, that they certainly do not commit perjury or obstruction of justice in the process.
Anam Arnote is being held without bond. If convicted of perjury, he faces up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.